This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's groove. Let's get with it. Get with the program, as my father used to say. The program is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington with lots to say. Kenny, step up to the plate. No fooling around. Let's get at it here. The Islamic State group is about to capture another important town. They have outgunned the Kurdish fighters who are struggling to defend this town, which is a strategic Syrian town on the Turkish border. The Turks are getting pretty nervous about what's going on.
Apparently not nervous enough to do anything about it, though.
Well, but you see the whole international community, Richie. It's the same no matter what you look at, no matter what you are considering, no matter what you are listening to. It's the same thing, whether it's Ebola, whether it's the ISIS group, problems here in our country, problems around the world. Nobody wants to make a decision. It's all, well, let's study it. Let's talk about it. Let's not offend anybody.
They're not going to have too much of a choice here soon.
No.
It's inevitable that ISIS will take over this town on the Turkish border, and they're going to have to get in the fight.
Yep. Well, it's a sad reality. There are other things, clashes here and problems there. Wow. I think we're all pretty good people. Why? We're not fighting, are we? All right, wait a minute. I found something that really disturbed me. Before we get to the serious side of Ebola, I wanted you all to know that there's a problem in the world that has been fixed. A problem, excuse me, at a Polish zoo. A Polish zoo. Napoleon, the name of a donkey involved in a sex scandal. They were separated. They have now been reunited at this zoo. This donkey couple, been together for 10 years, got into trouble when mothers expressed outrage that children were witnessing their mating. One of the local officials took up the case, persuaded the director of the zoo to have the animals put in separate pens. The zoo acknowledged making a mistake, said the donkeys were now back in one pen after they'd been apart for a week. Zoo director said it was never our intention for any animals to feel uncomfortable because of their natural behavior.
Right.
The interruption of the long-standing romance turned into a national news story there. 7,000 people signed a petition to have the two donkeys reunited at the Polish zoo.
And they lived happily ever after.
Well, there's a Facebook page for them. 10,000 likes and photos of the donkeys doing what comes naturally.
You shouldn't take your kids to the zoo if you don't want to see some. I will never forget the last time we went to the zoo. We went to the Denver Zoo when we were in Denver.
Yeah.
And we were in the lion. We were in the building where you had the glass to be able to see the lions. You know, they have the outside part where you can see over the fence.
Yeah.
And then the inside part where the lions walk right up to the glass. And you're right on the other side of the glass from them. And this lion is staring at my kids, and the kids are staring at the lion. And the lion's just kind of like staring, you know, no big deal.
Yeah.
Turns around, and he pees on the window right at them. And they thought that was the funniest thing they'd ever seen. It was hysterical.
I remember
my son. See when you go to the zoo.
Well, that's what you see on the farm, for heaven's sakes.
The kids go to the gorilla cage to see the gorillas throw the poop.
There was an incident on the farm. I have bulls running with the heifers first-time heifers are always with a bull. We try to artificial the cows that are in milk, but first time you put them with a bow. Or I do, anyway.
Right.
And there are children that are coming. We have a teaching facility. The farm is a teaching facility. And so we encourage people to bring their families and watch the cows. Well, recently, every day, actually, there is a circumstance in which a bull is working on one or more of the cows. And so when a mother came, not screaming, but came running back into the store to tell somebody working in the store that the cows were copulating. They were copulating.
Stop that. Stop them. It's inappropriate.
Well, how do children learn about this? My son at the age of 8 saw a bull with a heifer for the first time, scared the living pants off of him.
He's being attacked.
Well, it was, you know, sometimes that's what it looks like. It looks like it hurts. Children get upset about that. Does that mean they're not supposed to know what goes on? What do you as a parent think about that?
I think they ought to keep all of the male and female animals separate until an appropriate time at night.
I see.
After 10 p.m.
Yes, put them together.
It's appropriate to put them together, yes.
All right, okay. I'll have to take that under advisement, Richie. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. In a moment, we're going to discuss whether or not it makes sense to screen or test people who come into our country that may or may not have been exposed to Ebola. So Ebola screening is in our focus next on Good Day.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or MakingStridesWalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer. Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
Your local Health Mart Pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart Pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Ken Jenkins is a professional emergency manager with extensive experience in planning, logistics, training, deployment, response, after-action analysis. He's built a remarkable track record successfully preparing for and responding to emergencies ranging from severe turbulence encounters to terrorist attacks on September 11th. He's an aviation emergency crisis consultant. Who knew there were people who did this. Ken, welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. How are you, Doug?
Well, thank you. Tell us about the experience that you've had, the most trying problem you've had to deal with to date when it comes to this sort of crisis.
I would say the most trying or most challenging would have been the response to September 11th, simply because of the enormity of the event, the coordination of all the activities that had to take place, difficulty in moving people to be in place because the air system was shut down.
Right. A lot of people are demanding to know why the government has been so impotent thus far. Our government, other governments, they just talk, and meanwhile Ebola patients are dying literally like flies in the streets of some of these countries. Mm-hmm. What is the problem? Why can't we just come to grips and never mind talk about having a survey, but actually keep these people from coming into our country? If they're in any of these countries where there's a problem, just don't let them in.
Well, and what I don't understand about the current situation is that there is a lot of activity that's going on that isn't being discussed right now. There are quite a few of the locations in Africa where airlines are no longer flying. They're not flying in and or out of those countries. And if they are, they're only for humanitarian purposes. But with, even within our own country, between the Department of Transportation and the CDC, they have aviation resources for quarantinable diseases. And by that I mean that they have processes already set up, and they did way back when the pandemic flu was supposed to be the big epidemic that was going to hit, the bird flu. And that would be what to do if you have somebody that was sick on a plane coming into the United States. Well, even prior to that, airlines, even those flying today, have their own line of defense through their frontline employees and airport employees. And meaning if a flight attendant, for example, saw that somebody was sick on a plane, was showing certain kinds of symptoms, they would go to the cockpit to tell the pilot that this is what they were seeing, who would contact medical department for that airline, who would contact the CDC or the local public health department to meet that plane on arrival in that location. And that happens today, even before Ebola broke out. There are 20 quarantine stations for the CDC around the United States. And this has been a very active system for years, and yet there seems to be no discussion about that process in place today.
The guy who runs the CDC says 77 people have been pulled out of lines to board flights from these countries. That seems like a pittance to me. Seems like almost nonsense.
Well, it does. It does seem small, but at the same time, that's a good sign. We certainly don't want to see that number increase. Mm-hmm. But it does also show that that's how well their active system of screening is going. The country of Nigeria, for example, is what you can see on the news recently is that it looks as if they've stopped the outbreak in that country.
Mm-hmm.
And the first line of defense is through your active system of screening to see if somebody has a fever, for example. So they're doing that at the outports. And now they're looking at, in the United States, at four of the ports into the U.S. in Chicago, JFK, Newark Airport, and Washington Dulles, looking at having arriving flights from international locations, having an active system of screening there, too, to see if you can find out if somebody has a fever, which could be the first symptom of Ebola or a number of other quarantinable diseases.
One of the things I thought was interesting and sort of sad, we think about Ebola and how it affects humans. There's a dog named Excalibur who was the pet of this nursing assistant who had Ebola being euthanized because there was a chance the dog might have been able to spread the disease. I did not think this was something that went from humans to dogs, but apparently it does.
Well, and I had not heard that, and I would certainly be interested in knowing how we would go about screening
dogs
and cats other pets.
Yeah, another thing to be concerned about. All right, well, this has been helpful. I think we ought to have more conversations like this with more people like you, so people in Washington get the message. We want these people kept out of our country. Ken Jenkins, you can check out his website, KenJenkinsSLLC.com, KenJenkinsLLC.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
A group had only one hit in America. What'd you stop the song for? It's your problem.
You know what? Because I didn't like that version. This is better.
There you go.
What? Right, what happened? We got the wrong version of the song?
It was a remake, and it was a different tempo than the original. This was the big hit.
I Melt With You. Moving forward, using all it's funny because I recognize it from both presentations. Making love. You can crank this up too, Richie. Right?
Absolutely.
I saw the world rushing all around your face. Never really knowing it was always mesh and lace.
Monster hit.
Great song. Great monster.
Getting better all the time. There's nothing new and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt you.
Ah, what a great lyric line. I'll stop the world and melt with you. The song is called I Melt With You. 888-302-3684. Winner gets a CD of One Hit Wonder songs. Huh, something about it. You can't sit still for this. Richie, come on.
That's great.
It is great. New wave post-punk British band doing I Melt With You.
This song was number one during this week of 1982. So if you know what the name of the tune, well, you know what the name of the tune is, I'm telling you, I know you. We're interested in the name of the group. 888-302. Yeah, tell us the name of this one-hit wonder group. The band known as the Lepers originally. What a horrible name for a group.
Yeah, that's going to get crowds of people to come
exactly.
see
it. Yeah, come see the Lepers. Lead vocalist Robbie Gray formed this group in 1979. Shortly after I Melt With You, the band moved to New York. And as much as they tried, just couldn't come up with another American hit. They disbanded a couple of times, once in 87 and again in 91. In May of this year, they reunited and went on their first tour in 30 years. The tour will end in Las Vegas later on this month. So, are we working on this? 888-302-3684. What's the name of the group doing? I'll Mel with you. Here we go, Richie.
I've seen some changes, but it's getting better all the time. There's nothing new and I won't do.
Is in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Eric, welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, have I ever spoken to you before?
No, you have not.
Well, I'm happy to have the opportunity to acquaint you or become acquainted with you. So, what's the name of this group?
Modern English.
Modern English. What was going on with you during this time in 1982? Why did this song ring a bell with you?
I was in high school when the movie Valley Girls came out.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Was this in Valley Girls?
Yeah, big
really?
Time.
Yeah. There you go. I'll stop the world and melt with you. I hope you found it in high school a good girl to melt with. I reckon it has a pleasant memory or two in your mind. You'll get our CD of One Hit Wonders. Thank you, sir. 28 after on
Hi,
your
I'm
day.
Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, catnip is a little plant that packs a big punch. When exposed to catnip, some cats have wildly hallucinatory experiences, with rolling around, bursts of running, and at times even aggressive behavior. Some other cats have milder reactions, and some cats have no reaction at all. Why should catnip have such wildly differing effects? The most recent theory is that it's a genetic. Some cats have a catnip gene, and some cats simply don't. Those possessing the gene react to catnip in varying degrees. Now, controversy rages on whether or not cats who react to catnip should be exposed to what appears to be the equivalent of a mild drug. If you're facing a dilemma with your cat, the consensus seems to be that a little catnip every now and then is probably all right in moderation. My suggestion, though, better than anything, is to grow organic catnip for your cat. It's safer, it's fresh, and it'll keep your cat from chewing the plants that you really want to hang out around. Catnip doesn't always have the same reaction, but some cats love it. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside, effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, pollen burst, and rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes find breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Have fun.
Job description.
Oh, I like have fun. I want that job.
Really?
Okay.
My job description, among other things, is to make you comfortable with your day. Not too comfortable. I give you something to think about. Albert Einstein gave me something to think about when I saw this. The important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. I used to get into all kinds of trouble with people who didn't want to hear me asking why. What, how, when, as a child, as a kid, growing up into maturity, I still do that. Why? Why? I ask the people who come on this program all the time, why? Why do we not have a policy for Ebola screening, for example? Good question, right? What's the answer? Eh, lots of palaver. I'll tell you one thing the government does fairly well. It's not because the government does well at it, but as we eye what's going on in the sky, NASA in the focus again for a couple of reasons. We actually have posted at DougSteffen.com for you today, NASA's feed of the blood moon. What are you seeing, Kenny?
It's on our Facebook page.
Oh, it is? Okay, I thought we posted it at the website.
It's just too hard to get it onto the website.
It is,
but,
okay.
The moon is mostly orange, and it's coming out of the eclipse, so there is a fingernail sliver of white.
Pretty fascinating looking at it, isn't it?
Yeah, when I walked out of the house this morning, it was orange. It was very cool.
Couldn't see anything when I walked out of the house this morning except rain. But now this guy, last night, or the last couple of nights, the moon just been beautiful, and so now you get a chance to see what they call the blood moon, if it's still dark where you are. Will it be visible tonight again? Or what the NASA cameras follow it as it stays, obviously, as the Earth is changing various. It's always going to be dark someplace. So what this is what we're seeing, what
people wherever it's dark can see, right? Isn't that what the picture is at facebook.com/good day?
Yeah. NASA has the live feed of it. Linda in Idaho and Tess in Australia and Brad in Oregon are all listening to the show and watching it where they are.
Cool. Other items of interest from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, a study exploring an innovative way to dramatically cut the cost of human expedition to Mars, put the crew in stasis. You know what stasis is?
No.
S-T-S-I-S-T-A-S-I-S. It's the deep sleep.
Ah.
That reduces astronauts' metabolic functions while existing medical procedures are taking place. There are doctors who would keep
who
up
wakes
with
them
you.
Up.
Well, I think they probably would. I don't know the answer to that question. But if you've seen any of the movies, right? I mean, how far for 40, 50 years as we've dreamed about going into space, there have been all these movies about putting people to sleep in capsules as they went off into the wild blue yonder, right? You've seen that. It's,
right.
It's kind of a hibernation. You know what bears do in the wintertime? They hibernate. Squirrels do it. A lot of mammals hibernate. And that's basically what this is hibernation. It's a process also called torpor, T-O-R-P-O-R, which causes hyperthermia. And then, they basically have almost frozen you. You're intravenously fed. The crew could be put into hibernation for the time that it takes to get to Mars, which under the best case scenario would be 180 days one way. So like a half a year it would take. The duration of a patient's time in that state has been about a week. So they're now experimenting. Who wants to volunteer?
To be frozen and asleep for 180 days?
I think I'll pass on that.
Yeah, sign me up.
Yeah. You want to be signed up for that?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Operation.
Not my idea of a party.
No. There is a Pentagon. That's my exasperated sigh. A Pentagon study going on. What to do about ISIS.
While you study, they'll be taking over the whole region. So you guys go ahead and study.
They've been for 2 months, the Pentagon, planning airstrikes. And there have been some airstrikes over Iraq and Syria. The Pentagon being pressured to answer a basic question. What are you doing? And by the way, are you calling this a war? Every U.S. military intervention since the invasion of Panama in 1989... codenamed Operation Just Cause, has had a name. And there's a reason for that. The name clears up a number of areas of potential confusion, but we haven't come up with a name in the war against ISIS. What's a good name? Should we have a contest? 888-302-3684. What would you call if you were the person in charge of naming wars? What's the war? What do we call the war against ISIS? 888-302-3684. Want to take a shot at this, Richie? What do you want to call the war against ISIS? First thing comes to your mind, right off the top of your head.
The sleeping war.
Sleeping war. Okay, why? Just out of curiosity.
Everybody's sitting around just watching, sleeping, doing nothing. And meanwhile, these guys are growing.
Mm-hmm.
And, the thing that concerns me is it doesn't appear that anybody is agile enough to be able to jump into action to handle this kind of...
Agile, you mean countries?
Countries, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we've decided to do something. Now it's going to take us 6 months to move.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Hi, who's this?
Dubs.
Who's this?
It's Dubs.
Dubs, what do you think we should call the war against ISIS?
Operation Futility.
Operation. Yeah. Something to be said for that. Kenny, what do we call the war against ISIS?
Operation Whack-A-Mole.
Whack-A-Mole.
Yeah, there you go.
Whack-A-Mole. Okay. 888-302-3684. Shall I just keep doing this, Richie, as long as
I was going to answer, but go ahead.
Okay, hi. Who's this?
This is Ron.
Hey, Ron, what do we call the war against ISIS?
The Shiite hits the fan.
Excuse me. Well, Listen.
You
know, you laugh at us. Are they still human beings, or are they? There are some people that make the case for them being subhumans, and perhaps that may be they're not.
We are a thousand years away from wherever these
people are.
Yeah,
yeah, or have been, Richie,
or yeah,
one way or the other. Okay, how many people have found the stories about Leon Panetta's new book regarding his former boss to be interesting?
Uh-oh.
Did you know that Leon Panetta had a new book?
I knew he had something out. I saw him on TV yesterday.
Blistering blow.
Of course it is. How do these guys make money after they leave? Is they have to
make a shot.
Throw somebody under the bus and they have to make it juicy.
Mm-hmm. Leon Panetta says in his book, which is out today, that the way the president handles himself, decisions made over the past couple of years, have been the reason that the Islamic State exists. In other words, he's made bad decisions. Really? We need Leon Panetta to tell us that? The former head of the CIA and the Pentagon, provoking rebukes, as you can imagine, from the White House, Vice President Biden.
God, jeez.
Says, well, what does Biden say? How many things has he apologized for this week?
He apologized for telling Turkey and
they were responsible.
Saudi Arabia that they were the ones responsible for letting everybody through the borders, and then he had to go apologize.
Right. Because it's not true or because it's embarrassing?
I think because we want these people to be our partners right now, and if you blame them, you start playing the blame game, they're just going to say, you know what, handle it all yourself then.
Right. Today is... what is today? The 6th, right? A month is today? No, it's eighth. Wednesday.
Eighth.
It's the 8th. Well, hang on, I've been for a couple of days. The 8th of October is upon us. And those of you who live in the Buckeye State, first ones in the country to start voting, you can go to your polling station to cast your ballot in an absentee vote. Voting established in Ohio, early voting, in response to long lines and other voting complications in the election of 2004, a federal judge ruled that voting could begin September 30th, but it got put off until this week. So if you're in Ohio, what do you think about that? In general, what do we think about early voting? This is just another sign, for me anyway, this is another sign of how broken the system is and why we should have voting on Saturday and Sunday and not on Tuesday. Have voting when people have time to go vote. What a concept. And straighten out the polling station so they aren't as screwed up as everything else that's connected to the government, because this is the most important thing we as citizens can do. And basically we're getting a, you know what that is? You know what that is, right? That's what you're getting from the system. We are allowing the system to give us the American salute. And so I want to do...
I think this. Apple should run the elections in this country.
An idea.
You know, they have this new Apple Pay system where everybody has the token. It's secured.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we should just use that.
Mm-hmm.
To put, you know, they could put it on Samsung phone. Everybody has it on their phone. Now, of course, everybody's going to say you could have digital manipulation.
I don't have it, but...
No, you don't have it, so you wouldn't be allowed to vote. Mm-hmm. So you're out. Yeah. But I think Apple should run the
qualified to
the
vote.
Elections. That's right. Okay. Yeah, if you don't have a smartphone, you're not allowed to vote.
BuzzBox coffee makes me smarter. Was Michael out getting his BuzzBox coffee?
You know what?
Then?
While the phones were ringing off the hook, that's exactly what Michael was doing.
Get his BuzzBox coffee.
I saw him just kind of swaddle by the window. Gotta go get my coffee.
Gotta go get the BuzzBox coffee.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about BuzzBox coffee? Because it's the official coffee of the Doug Stephan Good Day program, and it is great. Like Tony the Tiger used to say, great. It is. I'm not a coffee drinker. Don't like coffee ice cream. Don't like normally the smell of coffee. And when I kiss Meredith,
I love the smell of it.
A cup of coffee.
I love the smell of it.
It's not my favorite, but there's something about the aroma of it. And when you order your free first bag of BuzzBox coffee and it gets delivered to you in your mailbox, when you open up the mailbox, that aroma is going to say fragrance, but the aroma of BuzzBox coffee will hit you right square in the face, and you'll think, wow, this smells great. It is. It's the best coffee on the planet.
It's not full of all kinds of chemicals, and it's not covered up with various tastes, so you won't know how bad the coffee is, the original coffee is that you're drinking. Join, I have page after page after page of people who have subscribed to BuzzBox's program, and it starts by just going online to DougStephan.com and asking the folks at BuzzBox to send you a free bag of Java BuzzBox coffee, 866-456-7805. Another way for you to sign up for your free coffee, no matter what it is. If it's free, get it. 866-456-7805, especially if you're a coffee drinker. You've got nothing to lose here and everything to gain. Join the thousands of people listening to this program who are now drinking BuzzBox coffee. Try it. You'll like it. A lot of radio stations tell me, people there, hey, this is great. I started it, and the people all in the, I know one guy who's got a cluster of six or seven stations, Richie, and never mind the people that are carrying this program on one of the stations, but everybody in the whole place is drinking BuzzBox coffee, as is the case at our main studio in our originating network in Washington, Radio America. So get on the bandwagon and enjoy BuzzBox coffee free as you get started. Call 866-456-7805 to sign up, or you can just go online to DougStephan.com and click the BuzzBox right inside of most of the pages on the website, DougStephan.com.
And now, another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose to death.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Let's get to some of the television news of the day. NBC shelving potential follow-up series to the film Say Anything. ABC, though, wants to make Uncle Buck a series. This isn't the first time a network has attempted an Uncle Buck television series. CBS adapts.
It's going to be hard to do with John Candy being dead and
all. Gonzo. Right, exactly. Well, the one in 1990 starred Kevin Meaney. But the series only lasted for one season. So now they're going to bring in some people from Mad TV try something. But one wonders how this can work. And listen, it's news. They're going to try it. Peter Fonda, guest starring on The Blacklist, Richie.
Oh, really?
Yes, he will be.
Pee Wee Herman was on this week.
Really?
Yeah.
I have not seen that show, although I'd like to.
Oh, it's a great show.
Anyway. Producers are mum on the character beyond a hint that he's not on Red Reddington's list, the Blacklist, as it were. Walking Dead renewed for its fifth season on AMC. What's that all about, Walking Dead?
That's the zombie show.
Oh.
The one that Roberta likes so much?
Yes.
Ah, yeah. Perfect. Yes, right. We have a video of the day at DougStephan.com this week. Ellen DeGeneres inserting herself into one of Matthew McConaughey's recent Lincoln commercials. It's posted at DougStephan.com. It's audio, but it's a lot of fun to watch. She plays the original spot, and then she injects herself into it. Very well done. What you'd expect.
Backseat.
Yeah, the backseat riding along.
Yeah.
So check out that video of the day at DougStephan.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yes, it's the Warren Eckstein band. Warren. Oh, look at that. Warren Eckstein. You're on the horns? See, I thought that horn was courtesy of a large rhinoceros playing its own horn.
The monkey.
Yeah, right.
Monkeys are in the marimbas.
What have we been told? Don't eat monkey meat if you don't want to get Ebola. Isn't that something we were told?
Apparently dog meat can be added to that, too.
All right, Warren Eckstein and animal experts like no other is here. We're going to talk about the dog named Excalibur. I referred to him earlier on. If you didn't hear that, don't know who Excalibur is, we'll tell you why he's in the news and why Warren is talking about him just a moment here on Good Day.
ESPN college football analyst Jesse Palmer is helping guys take pride in their grooming routines this season. From the football field to the studio, Jesse knows that a daily regimen with products designed specifically for men, such as Degree Men antiperspirants and Dove Men Plus Care body washes, are an essential part of men's pregame every day. Here's Jesse.
Now, as a broadcaster, I take pride in my daily grooming routine, whether it's before I go in front of the camera or just to leave the house, because it prepares me for the moments that matter on and off the screen.
Unilever men's brands, including Axe, Degree Men, and Dove Men Plus Care, are designed specifically for men and are the official pregame products of NCAA football. Take pride in your pregame by visiting your local retailer this football season or go to pregameproducts.com for more information. That's pregameproducts.com.
All right, so Warren Eckstein is here for your animal's benefit. Now, the whole worry about Ebola got lot of millions of people around the globe concerned. Now there's a new wrinkle because of this dog named Excalibur in Spain. You want to tell us the story?
Yeah, basically Excalibur, this beautiful-looking 12-year-old dog, belonged to this Spanish nurse that is infected with Ebola. And so the Spanish authorities have been threatening to kill the dog, and now there's been almost 200,000 signatures online petition to save the dog. And even the husband said, Javier Lamont, was saying that, you know, the dog's in quarantine at the home. Can't they just watch the dog like they watch anyone else, like they're watching him? And then he kind of came to a great statement. If they're going to put the dog to sleep, will they then put me to sleep because I was exposed the same way? It's the most ridiculous thing in the world. Why put the dog to sleep? Give the dog the opportunity to go through quarantine and see if there's any problem.
I thought that the nurse actually, when they tested her, she doesn't have Ebola.
According to the report I'm reading in New York Magazine, Spanish nurse infected with Ebola is the headline.
I'm not sure about that. I mean, unless we're talking about two different people.
Now you could be right. You can be 100% right, but I'm just that's what the headline
is. But the principle of the thing, anyway, what I'm wondering about, we often hear things that don't. I mean, dogs get sick with things that humans don't, and humans get sick with things that dogs don't. How would this, I'm wondering about bodily fluids and stuff.
Well, I think they're fearful if the dog does have it, could the dog transfer it to other dogs? If he pees outside, can they get it from him and another dog and another? But how about just quarantine the dog, which he's already being. He's being quarantined now. How about just watching the dog to make sure there's no problem? But you know what the problem is, Doug? When it comes to animals, there are people out there that don't feel the way you or I feel and just assume that if there's something wrong with an animal, the resolution is to kill it.
Yep. Right.
It drives me absolutely crazy. It's a battle I've been fighting for, 30-some-odd years. And the bottom line is, let's give the dog a break here. You know, it's not the dog's fault. And it's a horrible thing, this whole Ebola thing, and let's hope it resolves itself. But the bottom line, to victimize the dog before you give the dog the opportunity to find out if there's even a problem is totally ludicrous as far as I'm concerned.
Ever caught your dog or your cat staring off into space, wondering what they're looking at? I wonder about this.
Let me give you a quick resolution. Someone asked me the other day, why do dogs look up at the stars at night? And how do dogs find their way home? I honestly believe that dogs are very in tune with the astrological movement of the stars. They look at them and focus on them. And I think very often that, and included with the magnetism of the earth, gives them the ability to find their way back and forth.
I think they see things differently. Their light spectrum is different. I don't know that, but I've read they see things like they hear things we don't. They see things that we don't.
Well, they do. If you look at TV, for example, dogs in Europe are much more able to watch TV than dogs in America because they use a different, I don't know what the term is, but the different lineage or lines that are on the TV or the dots. And in terms of dog TV, the project I was involved with, we have that set up where it's much easier for dogs to visualize it because of the number of dots they use on the screen.
I wonder if I find dogs, at least my dog anyway, to be much more spiritual, and I think that they see into other dimensions. I saw something the other day that suggested that dogs were in many ways much smarter. Their brains were much better developed, in fact, than humans.
The only problem dogs have, Doug, is they have to live with us.
Well, I like living with my little girl.
I bet she loves living with you, too.
She's been a godsend in many ways. All right, Warren, next time, check out his petshow.com website. Also, hugs and kisses.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.